There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
223.
Wednesday, and we are on the air is a good thing. We being Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to give you a charge out of what's going on. Last night, big lightning storm in my area. Big lightning. I don't like lightning. A lot of people think it's cool. I don't like it.
Love it.
Richie likes it a lot. A home near me was struck by lightning. I was getting ready to go over to dinner time and getting into the shower, I remembered what my mother told me. Mother didn't tell me much, but she said, don't ever take a shower when it's thunder and lightning.
You're so good that you didn't do that. And then
I didn't.
Poor Meredith had to deal with you without a shower.
No, I waited. Did you stink? Took one. Actually, I don't know why I didn't just go there and have a shower. No, I didn't. Well, actually, yeah, I did. It was a sweaty, hot day yesterday. Matter of fact, hottest day of the year so far. Humidity into the stratosphere. And I was on a tractor that had a cab on it, so I was in a cab that didn't have air conditioning, so it was really hot in there, and hot, just
everything. I'm sure you were a treat to be around.
Richie, I'm always a treat
to
be around. Okay, so speaking of the weather, Tropical Storm Danny is strengthening in the Atlantic Ocean, not quite sure of the trajectory, and even if you did look at the trajectory, would you believe it? The weather forecasters this year have really gotten a lot of starch because their forecasts have been so bad. If you were to look at a map of the Caribbean, you would see how the storm has moved over the last 8 days, headed toward the Antilles and then up into Cuba, Hispaniola, Jamaica, and who knows where it'll go from there. But this is the first storm, really serious storm, of the season. 50-mile-an-hour winds yesterday. Big deal. That's not it. But, you know, the warm waters. Water's very warm this year, both in the Atlantic and Pacific. So that tends to fuel these storms. And yet the hurricane season is supposed to be light here because of El Nino.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I getting it? La Nina, and this is El Nino year. Right?
El Nino is lots of water, lots of rain.
Right.
La Nina is dry.
Right. Okay. El Nino brought about, though, by warmer water in the Pacific than what is normal, right?
Right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm right.
I know.
Hooray.
Mark this down, Richie.
Right down now.
Got it.
So, Jennifer, as a result of the heat and lack of rain, what's today's update on the wildfires north of you all the way up in the northwest?
They're still burning, Dougie.
And thanks for that report.
Okay. Now back to you in the studio.
No, the story is that even the soldiers are out helping now battle these wildfires because the fire department just can't keep up with
what
it.
What do they do, shooting them?
It's 25,000 firefighters, and they're still needing people to join in.
I thought you couldn't use soldiers for stuff like that.
I guess you can. 200 active duty military personnel are battling the fires now. So
maybe when they declare the state of emergency.
Yeah.
You can do that. Yeah.
Is that what happens? Yeah. Mm.
Fires are still in 10 western states, 1.1 million acres burned, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, California, Nevada, and Colorado. Yeah. So apparently the soldiers are going to handle the quiet parts of the fire. So they'll be kind of keeping an eye on things and letting the, just taking this burden off of the fire departments.
All right, speaking of burdens, yesterday Walmart said it's officially on the profit struggle bus. The sales have not been looking very good this summer. They're starting to spend more and buy better products and leave the stores open for longer hours. The reason they say they're not doing well in the profit department is because they've increased wages for their workers. And if it weren't for that, we'd be making a lot more money.
Well, and Amazon.
Well, of course, e-commerce is a big thing, right? The bad news for Walmart is, though, they are spending so much on their what is it, imaging? I guess that's what it
rebranding.
Is.
Rebranding.
Yeah, rebranding. As they blow. You know what? The richest people in the world are Sam Walton's kids. So who's going to worry about that? So if they their profit structure, although it is the job that, listen, let's face it, the people that run these companies, their job is not to make people happy unless you're on the board of directors or you're a stockholder. That's your job. To make, that's what Carly Fiorina, if you ever really get into in-depth figuring her out, one of the reasons that she was a she had a problem with Hewlett Packard at the end is because she wasn't satisfying the stockholders. She was trying to encourage people that worked at Hewlett Packard to come up with new ideas to challenge some of the other companies that were out there, and it was expensive. And listen, research and development is very expensive. And if you don't decide that that's part of what you have to do to continue to expand, one of the great things about the Bose Corporation, which is headquartered here in Framingham where I live, is that they spend tons of money on research and development for new product. And I think that goes for any industry, doesn't it? I look at what, one of the reasons that radio has had a problem here and there is because we haven't dealt with the problems of the AM band. Because the fools in the government get in the way. Every time somebody comes up with a good idea to make AM sounds like FM, they say, oh, no, it's not a priority. We don't have to do that. Get the hell out of the way. It's none of your business. Let us fix our own problem. Well, what?
Even developing new product for radio.
Not product.
New shows, new talent.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the technology.
I know.
That makes when you turn your... I have a pretty expensive radio system in a fairly expensive car. And I can't get a good AM say. Every time I'm in the car, I'm trying to figure out where, because there are three or four stations that I'd like to listen to. And I'm only 20 miles, 25 miles from Boston. You think I can get a good, clear signal even on that radio in that car? No.
Well, sir, it's the government's problem to make sure that you're not bumping into each other with your frequencies.
Yeah, exactly.
If 1300 and 1340 start bumping into each other, we got a problem. The government's got to step in there and fix this.
That was really good.
Thank you, Mr. Government. That was very good.
I'm with the government. Thank
Mr.
you
Mr. Government, nice job. A man who sparked a bidding war between his mobile phone provider and a competitor has secured free pizza every week until the end of the year.
Score.
Name is Dan May. Go ahead, Mitch. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mitch. Dan May took part in a competition for free pizza with this company, tweeting about them. Well, actually, what happened was that he was not satisfied because he was trying to get pizza delivered and they never sent it. So he took to social media and complained and complained and complained and threatened to move over to another pizza company unless they made it up to him by sending him free ice cream. So this is a story at DougStephan.com. What I get out of this, and I've seen this sort of thing before in different businesses. Matter of fact, I know somebody who was paid money. And I think we, I don't know, did I talk to you about this on the air last week? I know I heard about it last week, the week before. Somebody got a couple of $1,000 to remove a bad review on Angie's List or Yelp or something. Did I talk about that?
Time. No, I don't remember you talking about
it. I know this person
it.
Came to me and said, look, here, I got $2,000 because I took off my bad review of whatever it was, and I can't remember if it was Angie's List or Yelp. I don't think you can get at the bad reviews at Angie's List. Can you take down bad reviews on Angie's List like you can on Yelp? Kenny was just saying that he had to modify some of our Twitter comments this morning because
they were
vulgar.
Jared jokes.
Yeah, well, they're vulgar. I don't want that stuff.
Yeah.
But is this typical that somebody writes up? I mean, why would you become a professional boob and put all kinds of bad things up online and they come to you and say, okay, I'll give you $2,000 to take that down? There must be people who do that.
Yelp is such an issue for people that have businesses, and I would imagine Angie's List the same way. I mean, your business can be made or break. You know, it's either make it or break it with the reviews from people. So I can imagine how it becomes valuable for people to start buying off bad reviews.
Right.
But then, does that become the next business for people that are out there going, "Well, I'm going to say this about you to try to get a payoff"?
Here's what I want you to do. I just got a brilliant idea.
Oh, boy.
Doug Stephan, brilliant idea, 16 past the hour.
Oh, here we go.
I would like you all to go to Yelp and see if you can find reviews for the post office.
Jennifer Horn's doing it right now.
Let's go to Yelp and get some reviews. All right, everybody, game on this? Go to Yelp and let's see what they have for reviews on the post office. All right, in the meantime.
Are we doing this?
I think we should do this.
What do you think's going to be up there?
I think it'll be very interesting, as a matter of fact, though.
I don't know if they even do that, do they?
No, yeah, yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah, they do. I know that they do. All right, there is a group of people, university scientists, who have been talking about the... we've, back and forth the last couple of months, been focused on Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Say it again, Doug. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and how several, including the third movement, lower your blood pressure and help you fight heart disease. Now, you can do that, which seems like it's a lot of work, or you can use Super Beats. Which would you prefer, Richie? Super Beats?
You know what?
Or Beethoven. Actually, maybe, but yeah,
I'd do
right.
I'd drink my Super Beats while listening to Beethoven's Ninth.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
You're on for that. According to the American Heart Association.
I enjoy the third movement.
Yes, Richie, we understand that. And I've heard that you... Never mind.
All kinds of movements.
Yeah. According to the American Heart Association, Americans age 40 and over do not produce enough nitric oxide. They produce almost 50% of the level that they did when they were 20. And so now you need more stamina, you need more energy, you need more awareness, and that's why I'm comfortable telling you about all of our experiences with Super Beats. And by the way, it comes in a black cherry flavor. Taste holding you back? Don't worry about that now because of the black cherry flavor. Get the benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. Beets are a nutrition gold mine, rich in antioxidants, in electrolytes, dietary nitrites. Nitrites convert to nitric oxide, and that's the secret to keeping your blood pressure healthy. I'm fortunate. I don't have bad blood pressure, but I want to keep it where it is. That's one of the reasons I do this, but also I like it because when I work out, I know the blood is getting to the muscles that I'm working on, gets to my brain, which is an important organ, the most important organ, some people would say, or your heart muscle, or all your internal organs, whatever it is, it's very important to have this process going on. The best way to make sure you're getting all the blood you can to every area of your body is to take some Super Beats every day, every single day. There are a lot of collegiate teams using it now. Pro football teams are using it. Olympic athletes are using it to boost their performance. I can tell you, anybody I have in my life, Meredith takes it every day, and she feels the boost. Richie's taking it. Jennifer does. Kenny does. You ought to be on this bandwagon, and here's how you can get on it. Call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. I think it's good to talk to a person about this and see what other nuance of information you can get. Get the book on nitric oxide, and you also get Neo 40, which is a great way for you to jumpstart your day. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added 4-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball Cobalt electric guitar strings, 2 for $10. Or a sheet music stand, now just $19. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourRight.com. That's BicFightForYourRight, WRITE.com.
We We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
One hit wonder time. If you can figure this out, you're a really smart cookie. Who is this? If you know, you're smiling already. This was the number one song during this week in 1987. Playing a song by an artist that only had one number one pop hit single in his career. I guess we can successfully suggest to you this is the man who's singing this. Who is it? 888-302-3684. Do all of us remember this song? We know this song for sure, but who did it?
I do.
Which version of it?
I remember.
Yeah.
Stump me.
Really?
If I didn't know the answer. If I listened really hard, I might be able to.
Yeah. Because I think you can tell if you know who it is, it sort of sounds like him.
Yeah, you can almost hear the smirk.
Yes, you can. That's good.
It's a little hard to hear him say, yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay-ki-yay. All right. This American singer and actor was on the top of the charts this week, 87. Born in West Germany in 1955. At 2 years of age, his family moved to Kearney Point Township in New Jersey. That's the place he calls home still today. As a child, he was a stutterer. Found it easy to speak when he was on stage, however. His high school classmates teased him and called him Buck Buck. After high school, he took a job as a security guard at the Salem Nuclear Power Plant. His love for acting led him to enroll in a drama class at Montclair State University. He moved to New York in his junior year, supported himself as a bartender while he took parts in off-Broadway shows to learn his craft. He headed for California, auditioned for parts in a number of TV programs, and beat out 3,000 actors for the lead in a major TV detective show. If I tell you the name of the show, it makes it way too easy.
You can't do that.
Way too easy, although people are doing all right. So he's probably one of our biggest stars today. Everybody agree? This guy is a household name.
Maybe not today, but
oh, I think still. He can open. he'd get over in a movie.
He's semi-famous. I mean, semi-famous.
Hey, you nice. Hear, he had another band under a pseudonym.
Yep.
And here's one of the songs he did live.
It's actually quite good. What you think?
All I like you with my baby.
You can really hear him.
Right, you can.
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
Tim is in Greenbackville, Virginia. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. That's How are y'all?
That's a good thing to do. By the way, if you have the right answer, you're going to win a sample pack of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Spray that Richie would be happy to tell you can spray on wasps and hornets and they will die dead.
No, you don't want to do that.
All right, anyway.
Spray it on yourself.
So who do you think this is?
I'm going to go out on a limb, and I changed up at the last second. I'm going to say it was David Soul.
David Soul is an interesting guess.
That is an excellent guess.
Yeah, it is.
Wrong. Decade too late.
Yeah. All right, thanks a lot for the call, Tim. Let's go to Mark in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Mark, how are you today?
Oh, excellent. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. So what do you see if you can sing for your breakfast or your sample pack of Cedarside Original Organic Bug Spray? Who do you think this is?
I'll say Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is the correct guess. Bruce Willis, actually, I've forgotten how much he enjoys singing and how good he actually is. He's done a nice job with this. So you've got the... Sylvester Stallone doesn't think much of him these days. But other than that, the public seems to like him. And this was good proof of his having an ambidextrous opportunity in terms of entertaining. Mark, thank you. Hold on a second.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Reading your pet's body language, every animal has his own natural and instinctive behavior. The way he holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears, all are part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moods and feelings about ourselves by the way we sit with arms crossed or loose, stand straight or leaning on one hip, tilt our head while listening to a conversation. The same is true for our animal posture and movement. It's no accident that your dog always makes eye contact with you when he wants to go out, or that your cat rolls over and acts playful after a meal, or yawns and stretches before getting up from a nap. If you learn to translate your pet's language into terms you can understand, you'll have a far better relationship and become a much better pet therapist. One of the first things I recommend to any of my clients is spend time watching your pets. The more you watch them, the more you'll understand what their body language is all about. Remember, pets communicate more with their body than their voice. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily. And just added 40 deals in every department. Get deals like a Pearl Burst Fly snare drum, just $89, or 15-inch powered V8 speakers, $129 each. Plus, make 24 monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at GuitarCenter.com for financing.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Somebody who wanted to have me know that she thought that this program was the best choice around the country every morning. She's listened to all the radio programs she can find online, and she loves Jennifer Horn's lovely, sparkling personality.
Thank you.
She likes McFadden's sarcastic wit.
What sarcastic wit?
And Ken Kessler's intelligent, slow, thoughtful pursuit of the facts. This woman's obviously listening to another radio program, but we'll take credit for it anyway. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, Mom. Yeah. Okay, Donald Trump.
I know him.
Is being mocked by the establishment. Guess where he is in the polls, Kenny?
He's at the top of the polls.
Handily at the top of the polls. But even though he comes across for some as a lightweight, some people think that he is a renegade. Some people think that he is a troublemaker. Some people think he's not that smart. All kinds of things. But he has built his reputation thus far on the immigration debate. Would you say that was it for him?
That's what got us started.
Yeah,
sure.
It certainly is. Yeah, right. Okay. So he's looking to try to bolster his image as being thin on solutions to problems. He has, as an outsider, been talking about the establishment and basically going, boo, 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 right to the insiders. But you'll be interested to know that Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is his number one advisor when it comes to immigration. And so because I guess Sessions is one of the leading foes of illegal immigration, he's all about Trump, rah-rah Trump. And because he has an intelligent, I'm talking about Sessions, point of view, then Trump is using a lot of the information that's coming from him as an insider. So is this part of how you have to maneuver yourself to be considered at least part of what Trump is saying is I'm an outsider? Isn't that what most of us like about him? He's an outsider.
Yeah.
So are you going to have to play with some of the inside boys in order to win?
Well, I think it's interesting that Jeff Sessions is one of the guys that's helping Donald Trump. And Jeff Sessions is like the most conservative of the
very right.
The GOP.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting because traditionally those really conservatives aren't too keen on Donald Trump, thinking that they don't know if he has like, you know,
whether he'll
start
hurt the party or not.
Right.
Yeah, but to have Jeff Sessions go, hey, this is a viable candidate. I mean, that's a huge endorsement for someone like
big,
Donald Trump.
Big time on
immigration. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep. Well, just be interesting to see how it shakes out. Next, Jared Fogel pleading guilty to charges of possession of child pornography. What I'm trying to figure out is what the deal is. Has anybody seen that?
I don't get this.
He, investigators from the FBI and the state police and postal service searched his home. The evidence truck was outside for a while. They got the newspaper reports that electronics were taken from his home. And then we all said, oh, okay. So what does that mean? His friend was using it, I think he said. Isn't that what he said?
Well, somebody else he had a guy it. Running his foundation.
Ah,
that
was
charitable
it.
Foundations. And,
right.
And he was found with pictures and whatnot on his server.
Yep.
And then they went to, and we had all thought, okay, well, it seems reasonable that if you own a foundation and the guy running it, that they
would
want to check
Russell Taylor was his name.
Right, that they would want to check your services
right,
as well.
Himself.
So what did they find or what are they doing that Jared is now going to plead a case here?
He was, in the first go-around here, Fogel said he was shocked over the allegations that were directed at Russell Taylor. He was the fellow running this foundation, as Richie suggested. And I have severed all my ties with Mr. Taylor. Well, apparently he's a big four-flushing phony. But I still haven't found out what the deal is. Anybody find out? I've looked at four or five different places, and I'm trying to find out what the deal is.
No,
I don't know what the deal is
yet.
All right, so here's the deal we do know about. You want to say something, Richie? I don't want to cut you off.
I still feel like I want to give the guy the benefit of the doubt.
Always.
And he's probably pleading a deal because there was something on servers that he owned.
Yeah.
And if he didn't do it, it's either that or the guy's a perv.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All right, Dr. Ronald Hoffman up in a few minutes. You might want to check out his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. I will take some of the items that are in there and we'll discuss them. But I also want to talk about the latest study on testosterone therapy for men and the pink pill for women, how that all will work. Meanwhile, Chelsea Manning in the news this week, serving 35 years in the slammer for leaking classified documents to Mr. Assange, found guilty yesterday of violating jail rules, given 3 weeks of recreation curbs. What does that mean?
It means he doesn't get
solitary?
Access to, like, no, well, it's solitary light. It means he doesn't get access to things like going and working out outside, playing outside, that kind of thing. So they take away the fun.
How is she playing with the rest of the people in this military prison would be my question in the first place.
Solitary might be a good thing.
So,
satiated because, you know, you wonder, okay, so here, this is a man, Bradley Manning, that went into prison and then converted to Chelsea Manning.
Thanks to the largesse of the American taxpayer.
And so where does this person go? Does he stay in a men's prison? Does he stay in a women's prison? Well, he's in a military prison. So I would imagine maybe they have both men and women represented there.
Right.
But someone like Chelsea would have to be be kept alone anyway.
Yeah, what do you
because
do with that?
What do you just with for that? A safety risk. I mean, you would think that this is not something that's out of step to keep this person alone. But the reason she's in trouble is she had an old copy. She had Bruce Jenner's copy of Vanity Fair. Kate went on the cover, and expired toothpaste. That's kind of
Well, it is stupid. And the ACLU lawyer said basically the same thing. This is ridiculous. I agree with the statement from the ACLU person. Chelsea's
violating prison rules.
Ridiculous convictions will not silence her, said her attorney. We will fight harder in her appeal to overturn her convictions.
Here's some breaking news. Rules are rules. And you know what? Yes, toothpaste is stupid, and they're probably gunning for Chelsea
they
Manning.
Are.
That's probably very true.
Yeah.
But if you're Chelsea Manning, be bright enough to know that they're gunning for you and don't give them any reasons. I mean, rules are rules. Come
you know
on.
What I keep thinking of?
Right.
How much is this person costing us?
A lot.
Tons.
A lot of money. And by the way, I don't know what this is going to sound like. I'm sort of trying to edit it in my mind before I say it.
Ooh, goody. I love these.
Just shipping to Mexico.
This whole thing, the business about her and what she did and him and all of the stuff has been made, the infraction, although in my opinion, I know Kenny will argue with me because I don't.
You bet.
Hero or Gia. I don't. Assange is kind of like a nobody to me. He and Snowden and Manning to a point. Manning is just sort of a patsy. I don't get that Manning's a very smart person. I don't get that out of. And I think it's easy to make an example out of somebody like this. When you do what you do, what he's done or she's done with your life, there's something really radically wrong. So do you put the person in prison because she violated the rules, or do you put him in a tank someplace and either examine him or try to help him psychologically? Because you and I both know this person is mentally irregular, deranged, whatever term you want to use for it. This person is not normal.
Why?
I don't think that this person.
Why is this person not normal?
A massive argument.
This is an opportunist, not a person.
I don't. Right. But you dig deeper into it. I'm not suggesting that there isn't some sort of a way to deal with the rules here. As much as I'm an anarchist and I don't like rules, you have to have some kind of rules. The problem is that even with the government is the biggest cheater, liar, and abuser of its own rules that there is. So how do you have any real respect or standing here when it comes to violating the rules or someone who doesn't do what he or she is supposed to when there's so much selective enforcement? That would be my point here, and you can do with that what you want informationally. 43 after the hour, 17 before the new hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman here in a matter of moments with the news on this testosterone therapy, the good news and bad news that goes with that, and the good news and bad news about the pink pill up and coming next year on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs, on a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
Court
gorgeous. Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh.
Yes. I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold.
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
46 after the hour, 14 before the new hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny and I, happy always to have Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has an excellent, not a good, but an excellent website, and his Intelligent Medicine newsletter is a must for anybody who wants to keep up with what's happening intelligently in the world of medicine. So you can sign up for it at Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com. Okay, let's talk about this study that suggests there is good and bad in testosterone therapy. I'm thinking you don't really need a study. This is something that you have studied a great deal for your patients. And so I want to get men information and women information. Let's start with the testosterone therapy, whether it is good or not good. Does it need to be used sparingly? What's the story from your perspective?
Well, it was recently maligned in a study that showed that users of testosterone had a higher risk of stroke or heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And soon thereafter, I was flipping on the TV, watching cable channels, I'd sometimes see ads like, have you or a loved one taken testosterone and had a heart attack or a stroke? Call 1-800-SUE-THE-BASTARDS, because they're trolling for malpractice clients.
Right.
And some people who take testosterone might be older men, and there's an instance of heart attacks or strokes.
Why? What does testosterone do that would bring that to happen?
Here's the deal. Is that study that showed that there was a link there, it was a poorly executed study. It was done in men who had very advanced heart disease. The testosterone was administered haphazardly. It wasn't a good study. They redid this investigation in the same population, Veterans Administration patients, and they found that not only did it not cause heart attacks and strokes, there was dramatic protective
effect. That's what I heard about.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that.
It makes sense. Men who lose their mojo, they're unmotivated, they sit around, they get a spare tire around the midsection.
Yep.
They're the ones who are going to be more likely to have cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
So if you give a man testosterone, they're more likely to build muscle, exercise, and even feeling good about themselves can reduce their risk of circulatory problems.
Right.
I think it's ultimately we're going to find that it is protective and a tool against heart disease.
Jennifer and I were talking earlier about the pink pill, the approval given by the FDA to help women who are in menopause or premenopausal condition. Is that where it's most likely to be used? And what's going on in the body that for women of that age or going through that circumstance where you would need something like this?
If I had the answer to that, I would win the Nobel Prize, and I would also unravel one of the great mysteries of
somebody must have figured
existence.
It out, because that's the way they're promoting it as something to be used by women who are premenopausal, who have lost interest in making love.
Well, to put it mildly, women's sex drive and motivation to have sex is complex. And they say that while men have a hydraulic problem, and mostly sex is about the nether parts, women's major sex.
I never heard it put that way before. Wait a minute, hold on a second. Men have a hydraulic problem,
right? But women's major sex organ is the brain, and so that's how this medication works.
So men are mindless when it comes to making love.
Yeah,
women are using the brain. Men are not.
It's just a matter of fluid hydraulics.
I'm just figuring this out.
But with women, it's about the brain. And so this medication is akin to some of the antidepressant medications. It seems to work on serotonin in the brain. It works not on circulation. It works on desire. And it may have work on certain brain centers that are associated with libido, getting women more in the mood. And there was a debate about whether it should be approved, because it's not that effective. It's not 100% reliable. It's a little bit effective. And then it can also cause side effects like like blacking out, fading, you know, things that are not too appealing as potential problems. So anyway, the deal is there were so many options for men, and almost as a matter of equality, they said, hey, you know, men outnumber women, you know, 30 to 1 in terms of options to improve sex. Let's give women a lifeline here. Let's approve this. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there'll be a firestorm of protest because of discrimination.
One of the discriminatory factors is that men, through health programs, usually have Viagra paid for, and women don't have the equality. Yep. So maybe it'll take this pill will be
evening
paid
out
for.
The battle of the sexes here.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Remember what I told you about the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman with two F's, drhoffman.com. 51 after on Good Day.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
It's not that we like Warren Eckstein. We love Warren Eckstein and his advice to pet owners. It comes about as a result of his visit here, daily vignettes on the Good Day program, and his weekend program. It's for pets called The Pet Show. Clever. You can, he figured that out all by himself, too. I think, Warren, right? Do you have any help coming up with that name?
No, all by myself.
Well, perfect. WarrenEckstein.com, HugsAndKisses.com, HugsAndKisses, his own formulation for great vitamins and minerals, specifically for dogs and cats. You got one group that gets a certain mixture, and the other group gets... By the way, you posted something about cats, and I want to get to that in a matter of moments, plus the passing of a famous dog. Warren's visit brought to us by the folks at Cedarside who want to keep bugs out of your home. And here's a lady who bugs me all the time to tell you the whole story.
I hate when my house is bugged. You need to keep bugs out of your home, Dougie, and away from your family. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and family. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home and lawn.
A trip to Roberta's house.
Insect and chemical free. Exactly. Go to cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464, and don't forget the code word Doug.
All right. So, Warren, this Jack Russell Terrier known as Oogie, remember the Oscar-winning movie The Artist? This dog has been in a lot more than just that movie. But I wonder about some of these dogs that become actors. Is it the same sort of thing as the overdone dog that wins the Westminster Dog Show? What are these dogs? What's the life like for a dog that does this sort of thing?
You know, actually, that dog you were talking about, Oogie, was trained by a friend of mine, Martina, from France, and an incredible trainer here on the West Coast. She actually trained the dog that was in Fraser, also Eddie, I had the opportunity of interviewing many, many years ago.
Really?
The bottom line is it all depends on the person that the dog's with. Very often, some of these dogs are kept in kennels, and they don't live a normal life. But you take a dog like Eddie or Oogie, they live at home with the trainer. They're part of the family. They belong to the trainer, so they do have an incredible life. And they have a lot, in many cases, a lot better than your dog or my dog based on the fact that they're constantly experiencing something brand new. So if they're treated properly, in most cases they are, and belong to someone and live with someone, I think it's fine.
One of the things you hear often, there was a recent movie that focused on a dog, and there were three or four dogs that were playing the part. That happened, I think, back with Lassie on TV. There were about four or five Lassies that were in all those shows, right?
Exactly. In other words, and Lassie, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. Lassie was a male dog, and Rin Tin Tin was a female dog.
Ah. Got together.
And the reason they did that is because the male dogs, I hate to say this, I'm not chauvinistic, but male dogs tend to be much more beautiful than female dogs.
Yes.
And especially in certain breeds.
Yes. Well, look at lions, the mane that the lion has. Much more attractive. You have posted you didn't ask me. You didn't draw a conclusion. I'd be wondering what your conclusion was. You asked the question on your blog site whether or not cats are evil. Is the cat a devil or an angel? What are you getting for results?
I did this just for you, Doug. Just for you. You know what it is, and I write about this, and I got the blog up there. Cats are nocturnal, which means they're out at night, their eyes glow, and for some people, the fact that they're out at night, they're kind of associated with witches, or were associated with witches and demons. So they had a horrible, horrible reputation for many, many years, caused hysteria, paranoia, but they're also the symbol of good luck. Go to any Japanese restaurant, and you'll see something called the Manaki Niko, which is the good luck cat with one paw up. Kings, Prophet Mohammed, all really worship cats. So that's kind of the pros and cons. From my perspective, cats are equal to dogs in every way.
Really?
I know you bought that 100%.
Well, I've changed my attitude toward cats, actually. And I think it's just because I've seen some of the things, the cats in the barn. We had a couple of really good cats for a long time in the barn here on the farm. And I remember sort of one of them sent me back to when I was a kid. We had the cutest little cat. And it's, you know what? It's like the dogs. It's how you treat them. They're going,
exactly,
although
right.
Cats are a little more persnickety than dogs are, and maybe more independent. But they are contributors.
Cats suck.
Oh, thanks, Rich.
Just remember this.
They don't like you either, Rich.
Exactly.
They're independent thinkers. You don't like independent thinkers.
I don't at all. That's why I don't like you.
Thank you. All right, so I know about Warren. Warren's an independent thinker.
I don't like him either. Yeah, no, he's
cool. Okay. Warren is cool. That's the whole idea. Warren's cool. Warren, next time, check out the petshow.com 59 after on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.